took far too long. Far too many families were hurt while we worked to end this crisis, but there's finally a light at the end of the tunnel. The path we are on will now open the government, take the threat of default off the table, and allow Democrats and Republicans to now get in a room and negotiate without asking the American people to pay the price.
Tunnel or more of the same, that was Senator Patty Murray from Washington, Democrat. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The deal is done. House wrapped it up earlier in the day, the Senate wrapped it up earlier in the day. The House late at night, right before the default, the president signs it, and what it means, meaning the government will reopen. We avert the debt default. However, so by pushing up the debt, more debt is accumulated. You know how I feel about that. $16 trillion and counting, baby. Let's talk about the debt clock. And it's hemorrhaging until February. And for the budget funded, the government is funded through mid-January. So can we afford to continue to make these mistakes over and over again? The answer is no, we can't. And a lot of people are wondering, with all the polls of polls and the thoughts about the people who represent us, what it's going to look like 2014. There are some people, I think, that may find themselves in a wicked game of musical chairs where they don't have a seat left. Will you boot your representative out of Congress? It's not a lot to get excited about. We blew through $25 billion, perhaps. Economically, it's a disaster anyway. And we pay all the workers who were furloughed, because that was part of the bill, too. So, hey, they had a paid vacation. They come back and they're funded. I mean, they were booted out. I get it. But it's money that we're eating all the way around. And how many people really, really, really got hit over the head with this because they depended on tourist dollars a lot. I know you want to react. You're probably chomping at the bit, so I'm going to open it up wide for you. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Coming up, we'll also check in the mailbag. A lot of people sending tons of emails throughout the day and the evening. And, of course, we also have our Nail the Score. Don't forget, cannot miss it, because it's what we promise you, right? And we honor our promises. So for two segments at the tail end of this hour, the computer will randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. Just pick a side. Just vote. Just pick a side and tell us what you think the final score will be. It's that easy. Ray in Missouri. Ray, thanks for hanging through. What do you think now?
Well, I think Nail the Score for me is about like winning Powerball, but I'll try again next hour.
Yeah, that's coming up in a couple segments. I like it.
I'm really upset that the Andrew caved and the guys caved. I'd like to put the hurt on Obama a little bit, but I think if they'd held out a little bit longer and shown that we can get by without some of these positions going, that would have proved that we didn't need to pay all these guys, hire all this big government. But
yeah, I think what should have happened is, if we're going to drag us through this and we're going to blow through taxpayer money, then during this negotiating period, they shouldn't have gotten a paycheck. They should have foregone their pay. Every representative, every senator, they should just, because they can never come to agreements. They certainly, you know, you have to come up with a budget. And then we get to this point, and now we know there are a lot of people that are going to get jammed up by the affordable health care because they don't realize what it is. It's not free health care. And I think in the end, there's going to certainly be some Republicans who will be spared because of health care. But we're really being sold a bag of goods that we need to drop.
Yeah. And it is a law that they're supposed to pass budget every year before
yes.
that date.
Yes.
So what's up with that? And I'm really upset that all these people got to take a two-week vacation. And that bad guys up here around the corner from my farm, They ain't been there for the past 2 weeks.
Yep.
They've been there working, answering phones, waiting for the paycheck. They've been in Bermuda or Bahamas, wherever they wanted to be for the past 2 weeks, and they get to come back and get paid for it. And you and I get to pay for them to take their 2 week vacation. So I hope they're all pleased.
I agree. And that's the thing. We fund 80% of this government, and it's our money that's flying out. And it means we know what's going to happen. More things will go up. We'll be asked, well, every American has to sacrifice. And so we'll constantly, it's almost like we have spoiled kids and they keep taking our money. They've already eaten every ice cream from every ice cream truck around the block that they can find and been on every ride, but we just keep giving them money. And then, Ray, you and I look, and our wallet's empty.
I got one more point now. The more money they keep printing, the higher they can raise our gas prices. I mean, that more money they print, the less the money's worth, the higher thing goes up.
That's right. Absolutely. Yep, that's it, brother. Quantitative easing is a beast, Ray. A beast, because we have nothing backing it up. It is what I call monopoly money. That's what your money is. It's monopoly money. All the money that's being printed when we have any of these quantitative easings, this is how we solve our crisis. Let's just print the money. You got nothing to back it up, but let's just print it. Ooh, hate to be so negative. At least it's over for now, and we don't have to be dragged through the same circus day after day after day after day. It gets so old, doesn't it? It does. Because we keep hearing the same things. We're getting closer. We're negotiating. We're trying to. They haven't. You know, we refuse to put this into the bill. We're not going to look at this. We're going to take a vote, and we're not going to take a vote. I mean, geez. The rigmarole of it all. You know, if it happened once in a while, that's different. Of course, there's going to be headbutting. But the fact that, as Ray said, it's against the law. They're supposed to have a budget. So where's the budget? What happens to all of us when we can't pay our bills? We don't pay our bills. Foreclose on us. Tank our credit, which now your credit is like your lifeline. It's like the blood coursing through your body. It's almost ridiculous sometimes how your credit can get dinged for nothing, for not having credit. So we go through all this in the heartland, from right to left and everywhere in between, but it's a different story. It's a different story for the fat cats. They have a whole different set of rules, and especially the people in D.C. It's a different deal for them. And if the health care was so great, then I think they should adopt that health care and toss out the one that they have. We should all have the same requirements, right? More reaction. What does Chuck Schumer have to say about the shutdown? Lots of thanking and glad handling going on behind the scenes. And the president himself. Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
The Senate has now voted to approve this agreement, and Democrats and Republicans in the House still have an important vote to take. Once this agreement arrives on my desk, I will sign it immediately. We'll begin reopening our government immediately.
All right, that's the president saying earlier in the evening, once it all comes together, I got my pen ready. So he did sign it. It's all done. The government reopens. Everybody is back to work. Forget shutdown and all of that, at least for now, because the government is funded through the first couple weeks in January. Then, whoops, here we go again. Same thing with the debt ceiling. We can borrow till our heart's content as a government. Until the first week in February, and then that window closes. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. A quick reminder, yeah, we got to lighten the load, right? So we have some prizes to give away. If only you could nail the score, our computer will randomly pick the game of the week coming up in our next segment. Just keep these numbers handy, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Some more reaction. That was the press, of course, to the government and the situation now. Chuck Schumer, the longtime Democratic senator from New York, thanked a lot of people. Democrats, and, of course, the press. Take a listen.
Every time that we saw him, every time that we dealt with him, was stalwart from the beginning, realizing that the kind of tactics, if used by the other side, and permitted to be used by the other side, would you be used again and again and again. He was stalwart. He never buckled. He never flinched. He never doubted. He gave strength to the rest of us. And the whole caucus was united behind him.
Terrific. And we've spent $25 billion. And we lifted a debt ceiling again, which means we're going to add to that $16 trillion plus. Not good, my friends. Pretty soon, the Chinese will own everything we have. That's not crazy ranting, fear-mongering. I'm an economics person. I've schooled myself in it and really sat down with a lot of people in the financial world. People, by the way, who are not leaning one way or the other. They're just looking at numbers. And the fact of the matter is the Chinese have a stranglehold on our debt, but they need us. So the soft part of it is, the reason we're having soft landings is because of all this junk that they export to us, that we take in, and the big money that they're making off of that. The big money off of that, plus having the debt, so they're backing up both of their moves. They're the smart ones. And we just keep pushing that money. We just continue to do it. And in the end, it's we the taxpayers, right? We're funding this thing. And you have to be frustrated by the way some of this is going. I can't imagine anybody listening to me is going to call up and say, yep, everything's going pretty good. We're feeling pretty good about it. Do I love living in this country? Absolutely. Do I think we're still the greatest country on the face of the earth? Absolutely. Hopefully we don't completely destroy capitalism. Why? It works. It works. But we're crushing the middle class. You got to have people that work. You have to have people that make. And if you don't, woo, look out. We're headed in a scary direction. And the more you squeeze that middle class out, the more that starts to happen, which is my theory of why everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame. Because, geez, if I could just get on a reality television show, whew, if I could just hit 40 home runs, if I could just have a son who's a left-handed pitcher, there's my retirement. I mean, it's so silly. That's why people play the lottery in record numbers. If I could just hit those lottery numbers, all would be good. I wouldn't have to worry. If somebody gets sick, I can pay for the operation in cash. In cash. Yep. All right, so plenty of you had thoughts. Send them to me, as I said, throughout the day and in the evening. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one from Mitchell. He says, Kate, did I just blink? Somebody bluffed. Was it the Republicans or was it the Democrats? In the end, who do you think are the real winners here? I don't think anyone's the real winners here because I just went off on that whole thing about taxpayers. We're all taxpayers. And in the end, it's our country. It's what we're seeing, the process that is becoming a caricature of it's the people are becoming characters of themselves, where for 10 years in a row, there's no budget. And then we're screaming and arguing about printing more money and lifting debt ceilings, and yeah, eventually it crashes. You know, eventually it crashes. If it was so fun and so easy to do, then all of us would get credit cards with big limits and just run them up, right? We want to live like rock stars, so let's just run them up, and I'm sure it'll eventually work out. Isn't that the secret? I'm sure it'll work out. Eventually, we'll get this great big gig, and we'll be able to pay all this money back. It's just not a good place to be in, I think. This one from Wen in South Dakota, who says, Kate, I'm as mad as anybody about all the nonsense out of Washington, and I've heard you mention this on the show. I'm going to take a little bit of a turn here. In South Dakota, we've had all of these cattle that have been killed because of the blizzard, and it is killing us economically. So the last thing we needed was nonsense from the federal government as well. We've had to dig giant pits as a way to get rid of animals, and it's been really rough and incredibly hard on the people in parts of South Dakota because of the freak storm. And I just wanted the rest of the nation to know we are feeling it here. We are feeling it, and you may be feeling it too as well if you were relying on us for livestock. Yeah, it was a lot of, like 20,000 heads of livestock died. And they think it's going to even, once they're done the whole documenting process, they think it's going to be even higher than that. So they've lost at least 5% of the cattle in South Dakota. Wow, that is crazy sad. 4 feet of snow was responsible for that fell in the Black Hills, and that freaky storm is what did it. And that disposal process is tough. So, you know, economically it's a killer. Then you got to think of how to dispose of the carcasses, and I mean, it's a bad beat all the way around. No doubt about that. Sorry, Felia. I understand. It's rough. Let's move on to William, who says, boy, Kate, do you think they're ever going to get this right? Now what happens? Back to the drawing board again, committee after committee meeting, which means more things don't get done. I think overall it's been a very lame Congress. Yeah, I concur with you. Very few laws have been passed. More time will be pushed against this now again. So you add up all the man hours. Let's say if we just took our Congress people and senators and we added up the man hours, that's a lot of time that we are paying for. That what are we getting in return? It's crazy wicked that they're continuing to head down the same road. You know, it's the road to nowhere. It's coming to the fork in the road and saying, I don't want to take it. I'm just going to go round and round. This is what I'm going to do. So anything serious, whether it was all the woes over immigration or some of the investigative nonsense from over the summer or what's happened with the NSA and the IRS, all that just gets pushed aside because we're dealing constantly with a crisis. And it seems to usually be the financial variety that affects all of us because we're not the high rollers. It's a big difference if you sit in the high rollers lounge versus you sit in the I'll give you a free drink once in a while lounge. That's how Vegas is, boy. It's like on the planes. You notice that? It's like first class. So you're paying $1,600 for that plane ticket. Shame on you in a way, right? Because you get the little curtain. So you get the hot peanuts and drinks and a decent meal. But you're not back with the rest of the cattle. The cattle section is growing and the front is shrinking. There's only a few of the money changers anymore, and it's getting scary, and it's obvious. It's very glum, I think. It's a bad beat for the House conservatives, too. They have to be feeling the pinch the worst. So federal employees, if you're listening to me and you're one and you have been out, you know that you're going back to work on Thursday, and that repayment plan kicks right back in because everybody will be getting the money that they lost. Those that were furloughed anyway will get that money back. The only thing you can do is if you're not happy with your member of Congress, members, as it might be, whatever, you have the power of the vote and you know what to do when they're up for re-election. All right, stay with us doing a little football and some other frivolity on the flip side here on America Tonight.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org. The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
The shutdown ending to another week in the NFL. So the president signs the bill to raise the debt limit and reopen the government. And we've decided to keep on rolling on with our couple segments here for Nail the Score. The way it works is once the computer randomly picks the game of the week, you call in, tell me who you think's going to win and what the score will be. If you're correct, then you have nailed the score. You get bragging rights and the prizes. Very cool. We've had a couple of winners, so don't be discouraged if you haven't won yet. You may be a winner this time around. So keep this number handy, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. A quick note before we go to the computer. The Detroit Tigers beat the Boston Red Sox 7-3, so that series in the American League Championship Series tied at 2. And St. Louis leads 3-2 in their series with the Dodgers, but the Dodgers came back to stay in it. They hustled 6-4 win earlier in the day. And on that note, let's turn to the great game of football and turn on the computer, Nathan. Go for it.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
let the computer rip. Thanks, Nathan. Broncos and the Colts. It's a Sunday night game. How about that? 8:30 Eastern kicks. Wow. So this does have some exciting elements to it. Jim Irsay, who ditched Peyton Manning because of the neck problems he was having, and Peyton Manning getting picked up by the Broncos, who gladly decided to take a chance. The Broncos are perfect. They're 6-0. The Colts are 4-2. Andrew Luck is a great quarterback. He's a great young quarterback, so it doesn't take anything away from him. But the storyline is pretty interesting. I think Manning, who never really got a proper goodbye from the fans who appreciated what he had done, will get a standing ovation in the beginning. It might be a little weird, but I bet he gets a standing ovation because he left in March, you know, a little choked up at his press conference to say goodbye. So he didn't really get that bye from the stadium thing. And now coming back, I think he'll feel that love momentarily because, of course, the Colts want to beat the Broncos. But it should be interesting. And it's on NBC, and it's good because it's Al Michaels, who I think is one of the best, and Chris Collinsworth, those two together. For me, the Sunday night football game is always a lot of fun on NBC. So what do I think is going to happen this one? The two toughest games for me, believe it or not, were the Eagles and the Cowboys looking at it this week, and the Broncos and the Colts. But I don't see how the Broncos don't come away with a win here. It doesn't seem possible, does it? Denver is favored by 7. I'm going to say the Broncos win it by a score of 30 to 24. What do you say, America? 855-266-5283, or shoot me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. It's tough to decide, high, low. You know, you look at the Broncos and how they have crushed so many teams. I don't think they crush Indy. I think it is closer, but I do believe they win. Absolutely, they win. Rick in Illinois. Imagine that. You're the leadoff man. Hey, Rick.
Hey, it's nailing Palin time, huh?
It is nailing Palin time.
She's shooting her mouth off again about stuff. She's going to put on the top. About the 14th Amendment. She can't raise a debt ceiling or something like that.
Yeah.
Constitution expert now.
I swear, I have to get you together with Sarah Palin. I'm telling you, she was in the news for the protest, the World War II protest. She was there for that. Yeah,
that's her IQ 14.
You're brutal. So, what do you think happens? What do you think happens in this game?
Well, I think it's gonna be a blowout. I think Broncos 31, Colts 13.
Wow, 31-13.
Yeah.
All right, 31-13.
I think it'll be lopsided.
It could be. You could be right. I just had a feeling that it might be a little closer. I do like Andrew Luck, and I think that the Colts, they've been strange to watch this year to try to figure out to get a beat on them. I think that Manning will be certainly amped up, but. And he's familiar, obviously, and comfortable at playing in that stadium. And he's definitely going to get a warm ovation when he first comes in. I know it. So it's a kind of a search and destroy maybe mission for him. Or maybe not. I heard he's just so happy that he's not even. It's not like this whole revenge thing. But it would be kind of bittersweet. It would have to be. He wouldn't be human if it's not, right? Because he didn't want to leave. That was what he was hoping for. He enjoyed playing for Indianapolis. And when he was basically, when they were playing off the middle of, the neck, and then look what's happened. You know, it's sort of that just fate that he would have done so well in Denver. Plus, he's a good quarterback. Phil in Missouri gets a crack at this. Phil, please don't tell me you like the Colts in this. You're not going to say Colts, are you?
No, I'm going to have to go Broncos 31-21.
31-21. I think it'll be a good game, though. I think it's going to be interesting.
I'm thinking so, too. I think if there's a first family in football, it has to be the Manning family because his dad was Archie Manning was a class act. Peyton and little brothers.
Eli.
Class too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. Archie Manning, I had a chance in my career to interview him once. Nice guy. Remember, he lived through the whole paper bag thing in New Orleans.
Exactly.
Those crazy fans. But how do you have, you raise two sons, they're quarterbacks too, and they win Super Bowls. That's so crazy.
Exactly.
That's talent. That's talent, man. You know that they were, you know that when they were growing up, they were picking his brain and they just loved it. You can tell they're still like little kids. I mean, that's gotta be, that would be a fun family to be like a fly on the wall when they all get together for Thanksgiving or whatever and to listen to the conversation.
Oh, wouldn't it though?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. You know, there's a couple families like that because there's some nepotism certainly in, good nepotism in a lot of ways in football. And I think that would be, it would be cool to hone in on that and to hear what they say to each other. And then I think there are a couple of other families that would be interesting. What about the Ryan family back in the Buddy days? Buddy and his two sons. What do you think? What do you think the conversation would be like there? You know, Rex Ryan and the crazy other brother who used to be the assistant. I want to say Bob, who was the assistant with the Dallas Cowboys and then moved on. What do you think that conversation is like? I mean, there's a bunch of families that you could look to and say, you know, it'd be interesting with like, you know, brothers that played, the Barber brothers and brothers that played against each other, but the father and the two sons and playing in the same position, no less, like, you know, not one of the kids is a wide receiver. They're both quarterbacks. All right, so here's the deal. We're nailing the score. The game is Denver and Indianapolis. Got to put some levity into this show. Got to pump it in there, right? RC in Illinois. RC, what do you think happens, brother?
I got a feeling the Broncos are going to win this for a lot of reasons.
You do?
I do. I just, you know, it's a gut level thing. The stats and all that tell you, I'm going to go 34-28.
Okay, so it's close. Broncos, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any means. And, you know, I'm anxious to see the Luck. I've only seen one game he's played in.
Yeah.
And they'll be up for it, and it'll be a battle. I mean, you know, the defense is going to hit hard. And that's what I love to see because they're not going to lay down for anything.
No, I don't think so either. That's why I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a fun game to watch. And like I already spelled out, I love the Sunday night game. I don't give up my Sunday night game for anybody, RC.
Well, you nail it. They got the best of talent announcers in the business that evening.
They do.
And, you know, I said, nobody's going to lay down. Not like our Congress. So,
Boy, isn't that true? And there's no shutdown happening there. Absolutely, RC, you're right. There, it's just going to be pure motion. That's what's going to happen because the Colts want, of course, they want the win because that's a home game. It'd be the fifth win in a competitive division. They want the win, and the Broncos are just, you know, they're like the runaway train. And Manning's been on a team where they clear the board. And this is like the second coming of Manning. And for everything that he went through with the neck and what he himself investigating with the doctors and really trying to make it happen, he didn't want to walk away from the game. Bravo for him because look what he was able to so far maintain. He's having an incredible season. All right, so the nail the score game is the Broncos and the Colts. Who do you think wins and what do you think the final score is going to be? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
That I need to add that hasn't been said. He's an extremely talented player that played as a rookie, which is not easy, but it's he certainly used that year. Not only did he play well in his rookie year, but he's used it to his advantage to be even better this year. He's off to a hot start. Our defense is in, you know, for a tough challenge. So, you know, from an offensive standpoint, you're dealing with their defense, which is plenty. I think Minuski does a great job. They got different schemes. They got, you know, active linebackers and secondary, great pass rush. But, you know, you're going to have to try to find a way to score some points because their offense is capable of scoring a lot of points as well.
Peyton Manning, always serious about his X's and O's, the quarterback for the Broncos, analyzing the situation against the Colts. Kate Delaney, we're nailing the score. Who do you think wins this, the Broncos or Indianapolis? Or should I say, does anybody think the Colts will win this game? Man, Denver has beaten people to a pulp this season. Not every team, but a few. And I don't think it's going to be that kind of a thrashing like Rick in Illinois thought. But I think it's going to be about the Broncos in the end. I can't imagine that they lose this game. I just don't think so. Let's go to Dave, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I'm going to go Broncos, 38-17.
Hey, are you a KC fan?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, gosh, I got to tell you, I love what Andy Reid has done with Kansas City after a really rough year. What a great change he's been for KC. They're a team on fire.
Amazing what a coach can do, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and you can see the effect. And he had that in Philadelphia for a long while, and it just wasn't enough in the end because he had been there 14 years. But boy, he is a great get. Thanks, Dave. He is a great get for KC. It's one of the first scores, and I don't know why. I just always look at KC because it's interesting as they keep pushing the train down the tracks too. The people I know, I have a producer, an old producer that lives there, an old friend, and actually a bunch of friends that live in and around Kansas City, and they are just so psyched. They've been lifelong Chiefs fans, and they have lived through some really interesting times, and they are loving this. All right, we have a lot of people that have emailed us. I'm going to get to those emails, I promise. You can still get in on the action at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283, or you can shoot me a quick email, americatonight.net. We're talking Broncos and Indianapolis. Who do you think is going to win on Sunday night? It's an 8:30 East Coast kick. Brian, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What do you think will happen in this game, Brian?
Well, I'm an Indy fan, but I think Denver will win 34-28.
34-28 Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're an Indy fan, though. So,
yeah.
Hey, you still got a good quarterback in it all. Andrew Luck is a star.
Yeah, I enjoy watching him.
Yeah, I enjoy watching Andrew Luck, too. He was that great Stanford quarterback. Thanks, Brian. He's listening to us in Canada. I could hear your accent, Brian. He was a great college quarterback, and he's still... I mean, taking nothing away from Peyton, he is excellent for the Colts and is the future for the Colts, there's no doubt. It's just strange that it happened that way and that the Broncos ended up, Jim Irsay, I don't think, wanted to really gamble with the whole Peyton Manning thing. And then he goes to Denver and John Elway is like a kid in the candy store. He couldn't be, he couldn't be happier with what's happening with them. Because, you have to give it to Peyton Manning. He definitely goes down in the books as one of the all-time great quarterbacks, at least top 10. I mean, we could have a quarterback argument, and you'd have to figure out what's the criteria for it. But he would make top 10 in my book, absolutely, for sure. And the computer picked, as I said, the game of the week, Denver and what we've been talking about here, Denver and Indy. But there were some other interesting matchups, because you got teams that are just itching for that first win. And I'll tell you, what's got to be the worst fan to be right now has to be the Giants. I mean, I don't feel that sorry for them because certainly they have won plenty of Super Bowls. But the Giants, I mean, you want to talk about struggling. And Monday night game, could this be the worst Monday night game ever? The Vikings, who are 1-4, and the Giants, who are still looking for their first win, they're 0-6. But I don't know. Christian Ponder, Eli Manning, even with the interceptions and the problems Manning's had, if I was picking that game, I would have to go with the Giants. So Broncos and the Colts, as I said, we got a whole bunch of emails. I'm going to go to the emails here in just a second. I'll give out the phone line one more time, because if you want to get in, you got to do that ASAP, as we're going to be up against it here in a few minutes. But 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Jack emails me from California and says, "Hey, Sunshine, why don't you ever pick the 49ers? I think we did have a 49ers game. Anyway, my pick is Denver to win this 40-17. Ooh, 40-17. That would mean there'd be a whole lot of fans in Indianapolis who'd be overserved. That'd be rough. You get your tickets, you're all excited, and then it's a drubbing. So let's move to another one. This one is from Bob in Vermont. Bob in Vermont says, "Kate, I think this is one of the easiest nail of the scores ever. And that's why I sent you an email. Broncos win this. They win it by a score of 38-21. 38-21. A couple of more. Norm. Every time somebody's named Norm, I always think of Cheers. When everybody said hi to him, remember in the bar? Man, they're still doing the Cheers reruns. Norm says, I'm going to go against the grain. I think most people think I'm crazy, but that's how you win. You pick the opposite of everybody else. I think the Colts will surprise some people, and Andrew Luck's a great quarterback, taking nothing away from the stud that Peyton Manning is. But I think Indianapolis wins it, and I think the final score is 28-24. The defenses both get a lot of workouts, despite the score that I said. And the first half is going to be pretty low scoring. I think most of the scoring happens in the second half. So some specifics there. Chris in Ohio says, boy, it's about time that you give Cleveland some love. I don't know if you've ever done the Browns on the show before or not, but I guess not this week as they go up against the Packers. I, by the way, like my Brownies' chances. As for the Broncos and the Colts, I say the Broncos take this one. It's just a question of what is the score going to be? Is it going to be a blowout or close? I think the final score will be the Broncos 42, the Colts 31. That's an interesting score. 42-31. I think it's going to be somewhere in the middle, actually. Right, we have one last one here, at least from the email, and this one's from Susie, who says, my boyfriend wanted me to email you that Denver would be all over the backs of the Colts, and the final score is going to be 21-7. 21-7. Oh, my goodness. That would be incredibly low. That'd be shocking. That would mean that the defense, even on the other side, would have to really pick it up. Of course, it could happen. Stranger things have happened, but I'd be surprised if the Broncos were limited to that. Or same thing on the other side of it, of the ball, if that happened with Indianapolis. Thanks to everybody who participated. Remember, we do this throughout the entire football season. Good luck nailing the score.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.